Gleanings from Puritan Prayers, compiled by David John Skew. John Downham, 1571 to 1652. A paraphrase upon the Lord's Prayer. Almighty and eternal God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in Him our gracious Father, we, Your poor children, by adoption and grace here acknowledge that we are utterly unworthy to be counted in the number of Your meanest servants. And much less do we deserve that high title and privilege to be called Your sons and children. For we have not demeaned ourselves as it becomes children of such a Father, in all love, reverence, and obedience, nor approved ourselves to be like to You in wisdom, holiness, and righteousness. We have abased ourselves to do service unto sin and Satan for the trifling wages of worldly vanities, never considering that we are the children of such a glorious Father and heirs to such a heavenly inheritance. We do not, like children, securely rest upon Your fatherly providence and cannot with boldness approach to the throne of grace to make our saints known unto You by reason of her self-guiltiness and ill-deserving, though You are gracious and ready always through Christ to hear and help us. We have not duly feared You, though You are our Heavenly Father, full of majesty and power. Neither have we been afraid to sin against You, though we stand always in Your presence, who are able to cast both soul and body into hell. We have not glorified Your holy name by renouncing impiety and worldly lusts, and consecrating ourselves wholly to Your worship and service, but have served sin and Satan for the base hire of worldly vanities. We have not glorified You in Your mercies by our unfeigned thankfulness, nor have we been encouraged by Your liberal wages to perform to You diligent and cheerful service, but have abused Your gifts to Your dishonor, and have set our minds and hearts more upon them than upon You, who has graciously bestowed them upon us. We have not sanctified You in Your judgments by humbling ourselves under Your hand, nor have profited by Your fatherly corrections for the amendment of our lives and turning unto You from our sins by unfeigned repentance. We have not allowed You to reign and rule in our hearts and consciences by the scepter of Your Word and Holy Spirit, but have often grieved Him by resisting and quenching the good motions thereof, and by subjecting ourselves to be governed by our own lusts. We have not behaved ourselves as it becomes subjects of Your kingdom, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, and living holily, righteously, and soberly in this present world. We have not denied ourselves and our own wills and affections, which are opposite to Your holy will, nor endeavored as we ought to perform unto You in all things that absolute obedience which is due unto You, our Creator and Redeemer. We have not obeyed You cheerfully and with delight, readily and without delay, sincerely and constantly, but have divided ourselves between You and the world, and have served You but by fits and flashes. We have not in all things submitted ourselves unto Your good pleasure, but have murmured against Your providence when we have been crossed in our desires. We have not restrained and mortified our carnal and worldly lusts of ambition, covetousness, and voluptuousness, but have immoderately desired and set our hearts too much upon earthly and momentary things. We have more hungered after the meat which perishes than after spiritual food which endures unto life everlasting. We have not contented ourselves with that portion which You have allotted unto us, nor cast all our care upon You for all needful things, but have turmoiled ourselves with carking care, entrusted too much to our own providence. We have not so earnestly desired to be freed from the corruption and pollution of our sins as from the guilt and punishment, and have been more ready to have them pardoned than to leave and forsake them. We have not labored after the fruits of sanctification to be assured thereby that we are justified and reconciled, or content ourselves with a small measure and thereby weaken our assurance of salvation. We are not pressed with our sins as with an heavy burden, nor have, as we ought, seriously bewailed them, nor earnestly desire to be eased of them. We do not carefully keep our watch that we be not again surprised by sin, and so are apt to relapse again into the same sins after we have repented of them and received pardon. We are negligent in the use of the means whereby we might be assured of the remission of our sins. Neither do we sincerely and from the bottom of our hearts remit injuries, but in profession and show, forgiving, but not forgetting them. We do not approve our sincerity in remitting injuries by our readiness to perform all good duties to those who have offended us, and by overcoming evil with goodness. We are too apt to take notice of every injury, and do not pass by offenses of proving our wisdom by our slowness to anger, and our love by covering a multitude of sins, but are apt to retain anger and to seek revenge when we are wronged. We do not, as we should, resist the temptations of the flesh, world, and devil, but though we pray against them, yet upon every slight occasion we run into them and are easily enticed to fall into sin and to forfeit that liberty which Christ has purchased for us. We live securely as if we were free from all danger of enemies, and do not duly consider their malice and subtlety, our own weakness, and their power, that we might be moved by this to pray with more fervency to be freed from temptations, or for your assistance, that we might overcome them and be delivered from all evil, whereof it comes to pass that we are often foiled by them and led captive unto sin. We are not daily prepared against a time of temptation, nor keep the Christian armor fast buckled upon us, that we might be able to resist our enemies. We do not watchfully avoid the occasions of evil, nor carefully observe our hearts and senses, keeping them under covenant, that they may not rove into worldly vanities, which are the usual occasions in which we are plunged into all evil. But we beseech you, good Lord, to be gracious to us in the forgiveness of all our sins, and wash them away in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that they may never be imputed to us, nor bring upon us that wrath which they have deserved. Yes, Lord, we beseech you for Christ's sake. Not only free us from deserved punishments, but being reconciled unto us in your Son, multiply your favors and blessings upon us in all things pertaining to grace and godliness, glory and happiness. Persuade us by your Spirit and a lively faith that you are in Christ our Father, and we your children by adoption and grace. Let us ever love and fear you as our gracious Father. Perform unto you the obedience of children, and labor to resemble you in wisdom, holiness, and righteousness, that so we may walk worthy this high calling in which you have called us. Let us demean ourselves as pilgrims on earth, and have our conversation in heaven, where our inheritance is, minding and affecting things above, where Christ sits at your right hand. Let us wholly rely upon your fatherly providence, who are both able and willing to help us, and let us with boldness and confidence have recourse unto you in all our wants, and with assurance that you will graciously hear and help us. Let us in our judgments esteem, in our hearts desire, and in all our actions seek your glory above all things. And let it ever be more dear to us than our own salvation. Let us give glory to your name in all our thoughts, words, and actions, and not only do it ourselves, but also give just occasion to others of glorifying you. Let us sanctify you both in your mercies and judgments towards ourselves or others. Let your rich wages make us more faithful and cheerful in your service, and your fatherly corrections more fearful to displease you. Remove all impediments of your glory, and advance the means whereby it is advanced. Advance your kingdom universally over all. Rule over your enemies and subject all things unto your government, that nothing may resist your power. Rule over your own servants and church after a special manner in protecting and preserving them. And let them, like dutiful subjects, yield obedience unto you, their sovereign in all things. Make us in this life true members of the kingdom of grace, that afterwards we may be triumphant members of the kingdom of glory. Rule in our hearts effectually by your word and spirit. Work in us your own good work of grace. Make us citizens of the saints and meet to be partakers of your kingdom of glory. Pull us more and more out of the kingdom of Satan, in which we naturally are subjects, and let him no longer reign and rule in our hearts and minds to our perdition. Let us no longer be ruled by the lawless law of sin, neither let it reign in our mortal bodies by making our members the instruments of it. But be our king and rule in our hearts by your word and spirit. Erect a kingdom of grace where it is not yet begun. Continue and increase it amongst us where it is established. Bless the means whereby it is furthered, and remove the impediments which hinder it. Free us from the remnants of the kingdom of darkness, from our sins and corruptions, lusts and concupiscences. Let us not yield to the temptations of Satan, the world, our own flesh, but give us victory over them. Let us first seek your kingdom and righteousness, and let us endeavor to be members of the kingdom of grace, that afterwards we may be members of the kingdom of glory. Let your kingdom of glory also come. Hasten the coming of Christ to judgment. To this end, accomplish a number of your elect and subdue your enemies under your feet. Let us so live always as if we were ready to meet Jesus Christ, and let us labor to be ever such as we desire to appear before his judgment seat, that so when he comes we may not depart from him ashamed. Let it appear, O Lord, that you reign in our hearts by our humble subjection and submission in all things to your most holy will. Let us see and be well our imperfect obedience and daily labor after more perfection. Give us grace to deny ourselves and our own wills and affections which are opposite to your will. And let us labor to perform absolute obedience unto you in all things. Arm us with patience in all our afflictions, that we may say with Christ, "Not my will, O Father, but yours be done." Let us seriously desire that your will may be done concerning us, and let us not grieve when we see it done, because it crosses our wills. Let us not content ourselves with a bare outward obedience, but let us do your will after a spiritual manner, as the angels do it in heaven, with sincerity and uprightness of heart, with alacrity and cheerfulness, with readiness and speed without delay. Let us do your will fully and not by halves, constantly and not by fits, faithfully and humbly, not assuming any glory to ourselves, but yielding it wholly unto you. Let all our suits which concern ourselves be referred to your glory as their main end. Give us temporal benefits so far forth as they serve for your glory and our spiritual good. Teach us to moderate our desires and not to covet after superfluity, seeing you have taught us to ask for bread and not for dainties. Let us be contented with our allowance if we have but necessities. Is food and raiment, yes, bread, to sustain our lives. And if you give us more, make us thankful unto you for it. Let us have a true desire and care to get our goods by good and lawful means, that we may be assured that we eat our own bread, and that it is given us of you. Let us walk diligently in our lawful callings, that we may eat the labors of our own hands, and working with quietness that which is good, let us eat our own bread. Let us not set our hearts and desires upon the things of this life, nor covet other men's goods, but be content with our own portion, which in your wise providence you have allotted to us. Let us have a moderate care to provide that which is convenient, that we may not be burdensome, but rather helpful unto others. And let us neither be careless and negligent, nor turmoil ourselves with carking care to hoard up for many years. Let us depend upon your blessings and the use of the good means for the obtaining of our desires, and expect it upon the things themselves when we have attained them. And let us sanctify all your blessings to our use by the word, prayer, and thanksgiving. Let us not trust in our own provision, but in you, in casting all our care upon you. Let us in all our wants fly unto you for supply. Give us things necessary, not only for our nature, but also for our states and callings, places and persons. Give us with your blessings a right use, and give them virtue and strength to sustain and nourish us. Let us, when we want these blessings, beg them from you, and when we have received them, return you thanks. Inflame our hearts with love towards our brethren, and let us not, through covetousness and self-love, seek only our own good, but let us seek the common good of our brethren, and pray for it as well as for our own. Let us know and acknowledge our frailty and mortality, who need to be daily sustained by you. And let this make us like children to resort daily to you, our Heavenly Father, craving from you all things needful. Let us not be distrustfully careful for the time to come, but ever depend upon your fatherly providence, being assured that you have provided for us today and will provide for us tomorrow. Let us lay up goods to good ends, not only that we may have to supply our wants and to provide for our families, but also to relieve the necessities of others. Let us not be so addicted to the commodities of this life, but that with all we do, most principally labor for spiritual graces and things pertaining to a better life. Let us as much desire to be freed from the corruption of sin as the guilt and punishment of it. And as we crave the forgiveness of our sins, so let us earnestly labor to forsake them. Remit and pardon all our sins, and to this end give us a lively faith to apply Christ for our justification. Let us pray for remission not only with fervency, but also with faith, steadfastly believing that you will pardon them and seal this assurance in our hearts by your good Spirit. Let us see our sins, and heartily bewail them, and be truly grieved, because they no more grieve us. Let us, after reconciliation, desire and endeavor in all things to please you, and choose rather to displease ourselves and all the world than your majesty. Let us confirm our faith in the assurance of pardon, by forgiving those who have trespassed against us, and not in show only, but in truth, in sincerity. Let us not only forgive injuries, but also forget them, and approve our sincerity in remitting, by our readiness to perform all good duties unto them, that we may overcome evil with goodness. Let us pass by offenses and show our wisdom and our slowness to anger and revenge. Let us do good to those who hurt us and pray for those who persecute us. Give unto us not only the grace of justification and the remission of our sins, but also of sanctification, and a spirit of fortitude whereby we may mortify sin and be enabled to resist the temptations of the flesh, the world, and the devil. Let us not, when we are washed with the blood of Christ and freed from the guilt and curse of sin, defile ourselves again, nor be entangled in the yoke of bondage, but let us stand fast in the liberty which Christ has purchased for us. Let us not abuse our liberty as an occasion to the flesh. And because we are freed from sin, sin the more freely, but being delivered out of the hands of all of our spiritual enemies, let us worship and serve you without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before you, all the days of our lives. Let us continually watch and pray that we do not enter into temptations, seeing our spiritual enemies are ever most busy and malicious in assaulting those whom you have pulled out of the kingdom of darkness and made subjects of your kingdom and servants of your family. Let us consider our own weakness and our enemy's power, and let this move us with more fervency to crave your help and assistance. Establish us, O Lord, by your free spirit, and so strengthen us with your wisdom and power that we may be able to stand against the artificial and cunning temptations of the devil. Do not give us over to the tempter, nor leave us to ourselves, but with the temptation give an happy issue, that we may have the upper hand and be preserved from all evil. We do not crave to be freed from temptation, but that we may not be tempted above our power. Yes, try us, O Lord, as much as you will, so that being tried, we may be found approved. Let us quench the fiery darts of the devil with the shield of faith, and not admit of his suggestions, but nip them in the bud when they are first offered to us. Lead us not, O Lord, into temptation. Give us not over to our own lusts to be hardened with the deceitfulness of sin, nor to the world to be carried away with the desires of it, nor to the devil to be overcome with his temptations and to be carried away captive to do his will. Let those weaknesses which we discern in temptation make us to rest more entirely upon your power. Let us in the sight of them be truly humbled. Turn them to our good and make us more careful in the use of all good means to attain unto more strength. Let us not fall away in a time of temptation, but enable us to withstand our enemies in the evil day. And having finished the fight, let us stand fast and be kept by your power through faith unto salvation. Let us always be prepared for the day of battle and put on your whole armor, that we may be enabled to resist our enemies. Let us not tempt you by running into temptation and expose ourselves to Satan's baits and snares before they be offered unto us. Let all our trials and temptations tend to our good and to more enrich us with spiritual graces and so further our everlasting salvation. Do not punish us one sin by giving us over to another, neither leave us to our own lust, to the hardness of our hearts, or to a reprobate mind, to commit sin with greediness. Give us your sanctifying spirit and enable us thereby not only to fight against the flesh, but also to subdue and mortify our earthly members, our inordinate affections and evil concupiscence. Renew us by your spirit that we may no longer be carnal, but spiritual, walking not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Let us not be carried away with the world or overcome with the temptations, either on the right hand or on the left, but let us overcome the world by faith. Give us the spirit of wisdom to preserve us, that we be not ensnared with worldly wiles. Keep us from being corrupted with rotten speeches and the enticements and ill counsels of the wicked. Let us not stumble at their scandals and offenses, nor be misled by their evil ensamples. Preserve us from the contagion of their company, and let us not be conformed to their fashions, but notwithstanding all their temptations, let us constantly persevere in the course of holiness and righteousness. Give us grace to renounce all worldly lusts, ambition, covetousness, and voluptuousness. Wean our hearts from earthly vanities, and let us use the world as not abusing it. Crucify us to the world and the world unto us, and let us live as pilgrims and strangers upon the earth and citizens of heaven. Let us mind heavenly things and contemn the things of the world, its mere vanities, in comparison of spiritual graces and heavenly glory. Let us not be overcome with worldly afflictions, but either in whole or in part release us of them, or else arm us with patience, that we may bear them and endure temptation, that so being approved we may receive the crown of life. Tread down Satan under our feet. Show your power in our weakness, and glorify your name in our victory. Perfect the work of our sanctification and redemption, which is begun in this life. And not only free us in part from our corruptions, but conform us wholly to the glorious image of your Son. Deliver us from every evil thing, and preserve us unblameable to your heavenly kingdom. Let us shake off security and be vigilant and watchful, and let us above all observations look to our hearts. Let us keep a narrow watch over our tongues and senses. Let us make a covenant with our eyes and turn them away from beholding vanities. Let us long after our full deliverance and final victory over our spiritual enemies. In seeing we shall not absolutely be freed from sin and perfectly sanctified in this life, let us earnestly desire to be dissolved and to be with Christ, that so being fully delivered from the body of this death, we may perform unto you such perfect service as you require. Confirm our faith in this assurance that you will hear our prayers and grant our requests, seeing yours is a kingdom whereby you have right to give whatsoever we desire. Yours is a power and might whereby you are able to grant our requests. And yours also is the glory both of giving all good things and also of all good things given. And therefore you will be willing to hear our suits, seeing they tend to the advancement of your glory. And so, Lord, we ascribe unto you universal kingdom whereby you rule and govern all things and acknowledge your wisdom, power, and providence to your praise and disposing of them at your pleasure. We acknowledge and ascribe unto you the glory of being our King, who preserves and defends us, rules and governs us with the scepter of your word and Holy Spirit. We ascribe unto you all power whereby you are able to do whatsoever you will, and magnify your name for keeping and ruling us with this power unto salvation. We render unto you all glory and the deserved praise of all your goodness, magnifying you according to the multitude of your mercies and the excellency of your gifts wherewith you have enriched us, desiring that we may ascribe all the good we have done or can do to your glory as being the supreme end of all things. And this your kingdom, power, and glory we do not limit with the longest time, but ascribe them unto you from everlasting to everlasting, even as you yourself are without beginning or ending. And thus, holy and heavenly Father, we testify our faith and the truth of our desires by saying amen. And give the assent of our hearts to the words of our mouth and all our petitions, believing that you in your good time will grant all our suits which we have made according to your will, and shall best stand with your glory and our salvation, in which persuasion we conclude our prayers and attend your leisure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.